loved with an everlasting love, and that it takes faith to believe. And Satan will try to get us to doubt our salvation. And when he comes at us and tries to get us to think about that because we've messed up, that the Lord cannot possibly love us anymore. Read John 3:16 and John 3:37. We read those last week. And those verses will comfort us and reaffirm that we are in the Lord's hands. And there is nothing that can remove us from his hands. And remember that when Jesus was tempted of the devil, he used scripture to refute what Satan was bringing at him. And we have that same privilege to do that. So tonight we're going to look at the word El, and that is listen and hear what the Lord has to say to us. And to listen is an act of listening to something, pay attention, be attentive, concentrate on hearing, hang on to someone's word, prick one's ear, tune in, hearken, and hear is to perceive, take in, apprehend, discern. And so as I was looking at those words, they kind of mean the same, but yet some of them are a little bit different. And then I got to thinking, we can be listening to something, but we're not really hearing the details. We can be listening to music. When I'm cleaning house, I put on music just because I like noise. And so sometimes I don't even know I don't know what song's playing in the band. And then all of a sudden a song will catch my attention and I'll start singing along and things like that. Television, Gordon, I play things over and over again, things that I've seen before, and Gordon, why do you watch it? I said, because I can do something. I don't have to pay attention to what's being said on the show. I can just have the noise and don't have to pay attention. Radio, the same thing. Church message. No matter what's given. I've been guilty of this, sitting in church and my mind wanders to something else. And I'm sure we've all done that. We have worries that we think about. Or I find myself, somebody will be speaking and I'll be on a scripture and then I'll just start reading more than what, and then I get lost to what the message is. But all of a sudden something will be said and it'll bring me right back on track. And it's like, oh, and I can concentrate on what's being said. The Lord does that. He'll prick our hearts. And so all of a sudden something will catch our attention, no matter what it is, and we'll start paying attention. And I thought about pricking up the ears, and I thought of animals. Dogs, cats, I watch them and I observe them. They're really interesting. They're pretty comical sometimes. But we have our cats, and I'll watch them and their ears will start, they could just be asleep and then all of a sudden their head pops up and their ears just start, and you can just see them trying to pinpoint something. That's what the Lord wants from us. He wants us to come out of that sleepiness or whatever it is and concentrate, try to pick up what he's trying to say to us. And so we will be looking at several scriptures in Proverbs. Gordon's already gone through them, so I won't go in depth about them, but there are a lot in Proverbs. And so I hope that you don't get bored, and I hope you enjoy it, because I have so enjoyed this lesson. The Lord has been dealing with my heart. He's been pricking my ears, and he's been making my ears pay attention to some details. So I hope you receive a blessing. So we're going to start in Proverbs 1 with verse 1. Proverbs 1 and verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb in the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. I want to go back to the beginning, verse 1. What is written? The Proverbs of Solomon. Why are they written? For us. And that's found in verse 2 to 4. They're written so we would know wisdom and instruction, that we would perceive the words of understanding, that we would receive the instruction of wisdom of the word, justice and judgment. What are we to be? In verse 5, we're to be as a wise man that will hear. What are we to do? And we find that in verse 6 through 9. We are to hear, understand, pay attention to wisdom and instruction. And when we talk about wisdom, we're talking about spiritual wisdom, not the wisdom of the world. It's not something that we learn all at once. It is a lifetime of learning. Every time we hear the word, every time we read the word, the Lord will speak to us if we allow it, and if we have our hearts and our ears tuned to that, he will speak to our hearts and we'll gain a little bit more knowledge and a little bit more understanding. So I'd like to go to Proverbs 4, start with verse 1. Proverbs 4 and verse 1. Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. We are to hear instructions. Attend, which means pay attention to the instruction. And then we're to retain what we've been taught. In verse 5, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. We are not to forget or turn away from what we have learned. Sometimes we can't always remember a verse. We can maybe remember part of it and stuff. But the Lord will bring that to mind. And the more we get into it, the more we're going to learn that. But turning away from it is a rejection. And we're not to do that. Verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing, or the main thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding. We are to go after wisdom, the wisdom of the Lord, with all of our heart. And then I want to skip down to verse 10. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened. And when thou runnest, thy steps shall not be straitened. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. We have an understanding of the wisdom of the Lord. And the more we're in his word, the more understanding we get. And we continue to walk in the way that we've been taught. And when we continue to walk in that way with the Lord, we are not going to go astray. Skip down to verse 20. My son, attend or pay attention to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. And I hear that is sometimes I turn one side to the other. You know, I can hear better out of one ear, certain pitches. Verse 21. Let them not depart from thine eyes, and keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Again, we're exhorted to pay attention. We are exhorted to keep what we've been taught, to keep it in our heart. diligently keep it in our heart. We are to continually stay in the Word. Having spiritual knowledge through daily learning is what keeps us spiritually healthy. Proverbs 8, verse 32. Proverbs 8 and verse 32. Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. When we hear the instruction or the wisdom of the Lord, we are to be wise and not refuse it. We will find favor with the Lord when we accept Him and His word, His wisdom. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates. That was a verse that really stood out to me, watching daily, waiting at the post. You're watching for Him to come. You're watching for that instruction, waiting for that. Proverbs 9. And verse 9. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. We never stop learning as long as we keep listening. And that's what I would tell my kids, because when I homeschooled, we would do Bible every day, and we went through the Bible several times. And I remember one of them said, "Mom, we've read this again," you know. And I would tell them, every time you read it, you learn something different. I tried to encourage them, and I always tried to find something, you know, not every verse, but something out of what we read that maybe we hadn't talked about before. And I thought of this, Isaiah 28. Isaiah 28 and verse 10. If I can find it here. Isaiah 28 and verse 10. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. Verse 13. But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backward and be broken, snared, and taken. I thought about the precept upon precept. We can't accept everything from the Lord in one sitting. Our brains just cannot absorb all that. I've learned that through teaching little kids. There's a lot I want to teach them in a short amount of time, and some kids can absorb more than others. But yeah, their attention span, especially tomorrow I'll be in kindergarten, that attention span may be 5 minutes on an activity, versus third and fourth graders, you know, a little bit more. And that's how the Lord is with us. We're all at different stages in our walk with the Lord. And, you know, I thought of this today is that when I was reading this, it says, as a child, the things that we've been taught and everything like that. You know, my grandpa was a minister. I heard the word under my grandpa. I didn't go to church every Sunday because my family didn't go. I went to a pastor's house. That's where I lived for a while. Went to church with them, and I heard it. I don't remember. I cannot tell you when I was saved. I know some of you in the meeting could say, I was saved when I was X number of years old. You can remember where you were. You can remember who you were with. I don't remember any of that. When I was an adult, Satan come at me saying, how do you know you're really saved? How do you know you're really eternally secure with the Lord? And I really started doubting. Then the Lord had to come and touch my heart and speak to my heart and revealed to me that I couldn't have his spirit dwelling in me if I hadn't been saved. So I had that comfort from the Lord that I was eternally secure. And so God will do that. Luke 11:28. Luke 11:28. But he said, yea, rather, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. We are blessed when we hear the word of God, we receive it, and we keep it in our hearts. Romans 10, verse 16. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So not everybody that hears is going to receive it. And this is where I remember that Satan had come in. And because Satan will try to get us to doubt the truth of God's word. Like he's doing with this lady there. He's putting her under legality again. Satan will try to do that to us, because legality is a binding, and there's no freedom in the Lord at that point. It takes faith to believe the word of God. It takes faith to believe that Jesus died for me and he rose again, and that I'm going to one day be with him for eternity. That takes faith. Sometimes I have to be reminded more than one time, not that I've lost my salvation, but Lord, you really did that for me. You loved me that much. You loved me with that eternal, everlasting love. Because there have been times I thought, I'm so unlovable. I remember as an adult thinking, I can't pray. I have no right to pray. Because I thought I had done something so bad that I couldn't come to the Lord. And that was very, very binding. It was that legality that was just, you know, you don't have the freedom to go to the Lord. And then the Lord delivered me from that. How does our faith grow? It grows by hearing. What are we to hear? We are to hear the word of God. When we are in the throes of doubt or whatever it is, depression, anger, you know, when you're waiting, Nancy, I know this is a trial. When you're in the middle of that trial, the word of God. I encourage you to stay in the word of God. 2 Timothy 3, verse 15. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ, or Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. As we pay attention to the teaching of the word, we become wise. We become wiser. We understand that our salvation is by our faith in believing that Jesus died and rose again. And the more we pay attention to the word, the more the Spirit can talk to our hearts. And the more he talks to our hearts, we can hear the teachings that get us through life, our daily lives. We can hear the admonition or the encouragement. We can hear the correction. Sometimes that's hard for me to hear. Sometimes I don't want to hear it. We can hear the instruction of the word. The more we listen to the Word of God, the stronger our understanding of His ability to love us with an everlasting love. The more our faith becomes stronger, the more we trust Him for all things. Also, as our faith becomes stronger, we can withstand the tempting of Satan to try to get us to doubt. And as we continue to grow in our understanding, in our faith, in our belief, we enter into a deeper walk with the Lord, desiring His will for our lives. And that's what we'll be talking about next week. Lord willing, we'll continue next week. So I hope you all received a blessing.